Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds.
People have different opinions about who goes to heaven. Some believe good behavior will bring automatic admittance. Others, while acknowledging they have bad habits and tendencies, hope traits like generosity or helpfulness will gain them entry. However, Scripture tells us that character and deeds do not determine our eternal state. See Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Rather, it's our sinful nature that forms a barrier between us and holy God. As Romans 5, verse 12 teaches, Adam and Eve's sin caused all mankind to begin physical life dead in our sins. No amount of good works or moral behavior can change our unholy nature, nor do bad choices make our nature worse. Without direct help from God, we would be a people without hope. We'd find the entrance to heaven closed and would face everlasting separation from the Lord. But our loving Heavenly Father sent His Son as our willing substitute. Jesus took our sins on Himself and received the punishment we deserved. What we were helpless to do, He accomplished for us. Through faith in the Savior, we have assurance that we will live in the presence of God forever. Knowing we're heaven-bound gives hope and meaning to our life. Let's tell others about Jesus, the source of our hope.